Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Last time on The End of Time and Other Bothers.
Oh, hello. Hi.
Are you in trouble? Are you lost?
I'm a little lost. See, I came here on a date.
At the place with the bucks and the stars?
You mean a cafe?
Yeah, I'm not trying to find him.
Not at all.
No, he's going to call me.
The bug is one place that has a special tree that allows me to create the circular portal.
What? Celine doesn't want to be disturbed right now, right? She's killing the Chosen One in the basement.
Excuse me?
You see half of Egerton sticking out of the floor.
Which half? We need to go down these stairs.
Oh, wait. This is like a knockoff purple swirly made of ingredients. It's not...
Did you say knockoff? Do you feel better?
What?
Oh, side effect.
We return to a giant ice cave. Floating in the air is the goddess Celine in all her glory. Vlad aims his bazooka and defiantly presses the trigger. The giant crystal ruptures, shooting shards in every direction as Celine begins to grow in size.
Look, it's Vlad, Darcy!
Vlad!
Hey, Vlad!
I was right. We are gonna die together.
We are plunging down through the ice into a giant cavern lit with a glowing redness emanating from the eyes of Celine, who has grown to four times her size, fire and lightning spiraling off of her form as she glares down at Blatt, who is hovering in the air less than 25 feet away, having just destroyed the crystal at the bottom of the cavern.
Vlad, you have no idea what you've done. Oh, let me tell you. No, speak not, my boy Voxel. You have destroyed the only mechanism by which I could have removed Morgu from your soul. Wait. What is this, Vlad?
And the goddess zooms closer to the hovering Vlad, his wings flapping madly to keep him in the air.
Oh, look at this. You are a vessel.
And her hand reaches out, hovering over the symbol of Loxin on Blatt's chest.
Oh, priceless. Morgu is trapped inside you. Perhaps I have found a replacement for my diamond vessel.
So you want me to become a diamond vessel?
Oh, not become. You are!
And she spreads her arms. And Blatt, you are struck with a pain that makes you arch your back so far back that it is as if it is going to snap. And you are lifted high up to the top of the cavern without your wings even beating. And you are held there, immobile, unable to move.
You are the vessel through which I will drink Morgu and become the most powerful goddess in the universe. Oh, isn't that lovely, Blatt?
I could do without it.
But first, my manners. We have guests.
And the form spins and moves at high speed down towards the floor, lighting up the entrance, in front of which stand Egerton and Darcy.
What is that? What is that thing coming towards us?
The End of Time and Other Bothers an improvised fantasy role-playing game set in the world of Alba Salix. Your game master is Sean Howard, with players Marisa King, Carter Siddle, and Michael Howie. Episode 26, Immortal Combat.
When did you get so big? This is amazing. She's huge. That can't just be me, right? Everyone else is saying, hey, can everyone else see how big she got?
Wait, who is that?
That's Celine. Look at her.
That's Celine?
Look at the eyes.
Oh my gosh.
She's all red now.
Blood, are you okay?
Don't worry. I have a helmet.
Oh no.
And with that, she gestures. And Egerton is frozen. I will learn all you know. And she closes her hand into a fist, and you see dark energy, Darcy, streaming out of Egerton's eyes as if his entire essence is being pulled out of his being through his eyes. And the first memory that Celine receives is...
But Mommy, I want to make fairy cakes of my own. Mommy, I found this book under your bed and I want to try making the fairy cakes.
Egerton, I don't have... Egerton, Mommy has a headache. You need to just leave Mommy alone. Go do whatever you want to do.
Oh, okay, I'll go talk to the snails on the roof again.
Yes, whatever, Egerton, whatever.
Well, if only I had some friends.
Hello, Egerton.
Hello, Thomas the Snail. How are you?
I am fine. How are you today? You seem sad.
I am sad. My mom's got another headache.
Oh, she always has the headache.
That's because of alcoholism.
It's sad, and it makes me want to cry, but then if I cry, they yell at me, so I can't cry. So I have to pretend that I'm not sad.
That's very hard to do.
I'm sure it won't carry any weight into the future.
Busy hands make light work. Maybe instead, you should do something to take your mind off it.
What a good idea, Mr. Grasshopper.
Why? What?
Oh!
Get me a drink!
Okay, I gotta go, guys, I gotta go.
Okay, keep your chin up.
I'll do my best.
We return to the floor as a four-story tall Celine is drinking in the essence and memories of Egerton streaming into her through her fist, and she's utterly ignoring Blatt, who is hanging arched backwards up high the ceiling, and Darcy standing and watching it all happen.
What are you doing? Leave him alone!
Oh, and she opens her fist and Egerton can move again.
Wait,
Darcy!
That was a bad trip.
It's been so long. How have you been, Darcy?
I've been better.
We'll see about that.
No!
And she reaches out her hand towards Darcy. And Egerton, you see Darcy freeze and she closes her fist. And you see black energy soaring through Darcy's eyes straight into Celine as she cackles. And the first memory she receives, Darcy, is...
running around playing tag with my friends.
No, oh, come on. I'm always it. I can't outrun you.
That's why you're always it.
Oh, no, not again. Can't you just be it for once?
Okay, whoever has the weirdest, spikiest hair is it.
But that's always me.
Well, I guess it's you then.
Hey, guys, can I play?
Aren't you new here?
Yeah.
When did you come to Steadfast?
Oh, just we came from the country just a couple weeks ago.
Oh.
I saw you guys playing. My name's Paul.
Hi, Paul.
Hi, Paul.
Hi.
My name's Marley.
Are there other centaurs here?
Yeah, sometimes. We sometimes have centaurs come here.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I hadn't seen any. I just, you know, I felt really awkward.
Oh, no, you shouldn't. I really think it's cool that you have an extra set of legs.
Really?
Yeah. Oh,
can I play tag then?
Well, of course, although you're going to run a lot faster than us.
Oh, okay. Well,
it's okay. So what's going to happen then is you two weirdos get to be it together first, and I'm going to run away.
Hey! Okay, no, I got you this way.
All right. I'm always in anyway, so I'll chase you first.
We return to the cavern, now basked in the red light through her fiery eyes, as Celine towers over the held immobile Darcy. And in the moment of her consuming those memories, she forgets about Blatt, who is suddenly released and able to move, along with Egerton, as they both stare at the energy streaming up from the tiny Darcy into the goddess's eyes.
No, leave her alone. You're a big bully.
She pays no attention. She continues to drink the memories of Darcy.
Okay, I'm gonna stop you now. And Egerton turns and charges at the foot of the giant Celine and jumps on it.
Awesome. Celine continues to drink the memories of Darcy. And you watch Darcy's form start to grow limp and start to sag as Egerton leaps onto the giant Celine's foot, pounding at it. And Blatt watches all of this from high above.
Blatt, help! Help, Blatt!
Oh, Egerton. Why do you think that would help? Egerton! Bend over and count your toes.
Okay. One, two,
bazooka.
Three, four,
and Blatt
five,
fires.
Six.
You don't even
seven,
have to roll volley. She's not even going to attempt
eight,
to.
Nine, ten. Should I start over and count down?
I just mean get down.
Oh,
roll for
you
damage.
Should say that next time.
Now, are you using your plus ability?
Yeah, you should read your character sheet, yeah, Jag.
You just got a new ability, right, when you leveled up?
I don't know if I should risk it, because then I might do damage to myself.
Yeah, don't.
You actually don't have to roll here. She's not going to attempt to.
Well, then, let's all read this together, shall we, children?
Yeah, what's it called?
Bonded Strike. When you pour your soul into your soulbound weapon and attack, deal damage based on your roll. On a 10+, deal plus 1d6 damage. On a 7-9, deal your damage, and your enemy makes an attack on you, plus 1d6, against your weakened state.
So this is a guaranteed hit.
Well, all right. There are very few guarantees. At End of Time and Other Bothers, we may as well take advantage.
So roll a six-sided die.
Three!
So a five?
Wait, let me do the math on Celine's hit points. Let me subtract a three from that. Give me a minute. I'm taking a while.
No, he has five because it's the plus.
Oh, minus
right?
Five.
Ooh.
From 300.
Yeah,
that's
is going to make the difference. Good job.
So, Egerton, you see a missile coming in from high above and strike Celine right in the back of her giant head. A fireball erupts. She leans forward from the impact and then rocks backward and opens her fist, releasing Darcy. As she turns and directs her attention, lifting her foot and shoving it forward, sending you flying back towards the wall, sliding along the ice. As she looks up at Blatt flying high above.
Oh, darling, did you desire my attention?
I officially wish to submit my resignation.
Gladly received. I will devour you, slowly, of course.
She puts both hands forward, and Darcy, your amulet begins to light up. And you see Blatt flying backwards towards the far wall. You can roll to defy danger if you try to do something, Blatt. What are you going
to
try and do?
I will try to defy the danger, yes.
How?
By simply flying down away from the beams of energy. Seven.
Plus dex?
Plus your dex.
Plus dex is an eight.
Partial. So Blatt plummets towards the ground, wings unfurled, but the blast tangles him up and he spins and slams into the ice. Roll 1d4.
Blatt smashes to the ground and does not get back up.
Blatt!
Blatt, What is the memory that flashes into your brain as you see the ground rising rapidly to meet you?
That one file that Black could never find.
Hiley ho, Gopher Blatt.
Yeah, Blatt. I'm a little confused. I know we've requested this file from you, and for some reason, I can't seem to find it on my desk.
Oh, no, sir. I pneumatic tubed a series of files to you just yesterday. I'm sure you'll find them within the pile, as you always do. This is, let me see, file D47AF. I'm sure you'll find it there.
Yeah, I have D47AE, D47AB, D47AG. I have D9000. Separate, that was personal. You forget about that one.
What? Already forgotten.
Thank you. But I do not see D47AF. I just opened the canister. Again, I know you've never not sent the file before.
Perfect record, sir, as you know.
I don't see it here. You know what? I'm gonna send this. I'm gonna send this right back. Just without D9000. Just gonna send this right back right now. Here it comes.
All right. I don't know why this is so complicated. You simply unscrew the top, pull out the rolled up files, and we can simply see that the file that he cannot find is indeed not here. Oh my lord! My life is a lie. Hi-lio, Gopher Blatt.
Yes, Blatt. So sorry to bother you. You sent some files to our office yesterday. Sorry, this is the office of the registry for the registry of the registry.
Let me guess. I didn't send any of the correct files.
You sent three of the correct files. There's just a file that's not here. I'm looking for D47AF.
Yes, I attempted to send that file to my boss. Was that supposed to go to you?
Yes. So fine. Just don't send it to him. Just send it to us.
Right. So I'll just find it.
Is there a problem?
Just a crazy question. If for some reason I can't find file D47AF, what exactly would happen?
I'm sorry. I have reached filing and records.
Yes, this is filing and records. This is Blatt. I've been here for 9 years.
And you're suggesting that filing and records cannot find an official file?
Oh, just a question off the top of my head, just in case something that would never happen should actually happen. I was just wondering how bad it would get.
Right. So, are you asking about, let's say, a personnel file, or are you asking about the very secret eyes-only file D47AF?
Oh, it's that important, is it?
Yeah, so, just to clarify, now, you're not speaking about what would happen if you lost a file that the Emperor himself was requesting.
Oh, my speechifier has hit the ground! Oh, I stepped on it a couple of times. Oh, clumsy me. Okay, we'll have to get back to you. This is Blatt from Records. Okay, bye-bye. Oh, what have I done? All right, we could try reconstructing it. Reconstructing it! So that's easy. You just get an empty file here, and then you write down D47. Oh, Lord. All right. D47AF has been created. The only problem is that there's nothing in it.
Blatt!
Yes!
It's Janine and Toby.
Hey, Blatt.
And guess what day it is?
It is Happy Perfect File Delivery Day. We made you a cake.
Oh, I was hoping it was my retirement.
No, we're just going to sing you the song. Happy perfect filing delivery day.
Toby seems off key.
Toby's always off key. Oh,
something
wow,
happened
so...
to me when
hey,
I
guys,
was a
sorry,
baby.
Hey, guys, sorry I'm late. Did I miss it? Did you sing the song already?
We already sang the song. You missed
oh,
it.
You're such a legend, Blatt. No one has had this long of a run without being murdered and hung up to die.
We all look up to you.
Wait, is that what happened to the last guy?
Oh, yeah, that was so long. I'm sure they don't do that anymore, do
he
they,
meant
Jenny?
To say fired. He yeah. meant to say fired.
They don't do that anymore, I'm sure.
So perfect record. You've never lost a file. That's incredible, Blatt.
Well, here's the thing. I was talking to a friend of mine who worked in another ministry that is in no way this one. And they almost were perfect. They lost one file.
Yeah, because they don't have you, right?
Anywho, so they lost a file that was marked top secret. Ooh, and what do you think what? Happened to them?
Wait. What? How secret? Like, not Emperor secret.
Maybe Emperor secret?
Now, when you say they, do you mean like before they got summarily executed in front of a live audience or after?
Oh, is that what they do now?
Well, I mean, that's like Wednesday afternoons.
Yeah.
Like, right? They just gather all the people up who lost the important information for the emperor, and it's got to go like one
but if
bang,
it's a weekend,
two bang. Oh, weekend. No, yeah.
Oh, if it's a weekend, oof, they make that a spectacle.
Yeah, that's, I mean, have you ever seen someone explode underwater?
Gene, weren't you like a cousin of a cousin removed from someone that just misplaced like a toenail clipping of the emperor?
Yes, well, that is true. And they did go up in spectacular fashion. I did attend. I felt that was the honorable and proper thing to do.
Of course.
The explosion was epic, really.
Aww.
But now, what were you asking about, Blatt?
Yeah.
We should be eating cake.
Come on, have some cake with us.
Let's all eat cake with a large smile on our face.
Look, it looks like a file.
Yeah,
it does look like a file.
We didn't know what number to put on, so we just made one up.
Oh, really? What number do we have here?
D47 AF.
Oh, AF indeed. Oh, lordy. So, look, I've cut a large piece and I have eaten it.
I didn't know your jaw could open that wide.
Is that your speechifier? Shouldn't you answer it?
Oh, the speechifier. Okay, well, you kids have fun. See you in human resources.
Where are you going?
Oh,
where?
Just gotta answer the old speechifier.
But you're leaving the room.
Right. Well, what I do now is I put on my coat and my hat, I check the furnace, and then I always answer the speechifier. Oh,
okay.
So, see you crazy kids later. And Toby, please accept my apologies. You have a lovely singing voice. Okay, see you kids in a few.
God, I hope someday I'm as good as Blatt.
He's
That'll
so
never
sexy.
Happen. No one can be as good as Blatt.
I mean, he just must pull all the time.
Oh, I don't know how he does it. He's like impeccable.
Is anyone going to answer that speechifier?
Nah, we should probably just let it go.
Celine freezes, eyes glowing with such anger and redness, waiting for Blatt's form to stand back up. Okay, Blatt, a joke's a joke. Let's go.
Blatt, I said wake up!
And the head pivots to target Darcy and Egerton. Get him up!
What? What have you done to him?
What?
It's nothing compared to what I'm gonna do to him.
I run across the room and I skid on my knees beside Blatt.
Your medallion glowing even brighter.
And I touch him to feel if there's any warmth, or I listen for his breath.
His form is strangely crumpled, but you get a sense that something inside of him is refusing to let him die. Perhaps a dark, evil source that starts with the word M.
So I take my amulet and I press it against his skin and I cast Devoted Healer. Cure light wounds with Devoted Healer.
What does that do?
When you heal someone else of damage, add your level to the amount of damage healed.
Okay, so roll 1d8.
Okay.
Plus your levels.
Okay, that's a 5, so 9. He gets 9 hit points. Well,
Carter, you're actually at one. Believe it or not, Morgu is refusing to let you die. So you are at 10 now. Celine is slowly bending down, her head getting closer and closer.
Well, Darcy, I don't see him standing up. I need that vessel!
And from behind, Egerton, in a rage, flaps his wings at the bent-over butt of the goddess. This is Gust of Wind.
Would you like to read Gust of Wind for us?
Gust of Wind. When you create a powerful gust of wind with your wings, that creates a 20-foot cone that knocks down human-sized or smaller creatures not braced or protected. Take plus shaky until you get to rest next.
Right. So just quick question. Would you say that Selene is currently human-sized or lesser?
Are you really trying to apply logic to the situation right now?
I think it would tickle her at the very least.
It would maybe distract her. I mean, the idea is to push her, but...
Okay, I'll give it to you. Okay, so suddenly Selene, her eyes go wide. She flails her arms and lands on her knees with her hands right over you, the ground resounding as it shakes. And you now are directly beneath her giant bosom.
Blatt! You're alive!
Mother!
No!
And Selene reaches down a giant hand to grab Blatt.
And I just revolve around to face upwards towards Selene, and I'm absolutely enraged. Thus, I gain 2 rage. Because she's almost killed Blatt, and I transform.
Whoop! Into?
Into, I have to roll a d12 to know. Just so everyone knows, I only transform into my primary form if I roll a 1 to 6. I then have other forms I transform
what?
Into.
What?
Yep.
I didn't know that.
That's why I was a bear once. It's an 11, so that's a player and GM choice, and or GM choice.
What do you want to be?
To think.
You are a giant, pissed off
kangaroo. And suddenly this big foot comes up to right under Celine's chin, and the kangaroo hits her right under with her big foot.
Okay, so let's do that as an attack roll.
Okay.
So you're gonna roll to a hack and slash. Okay. So it's
2d6.
Do you have a plus strength or plus dex in your current form?
I have plus... Oh, in my current... Now, wait a minute. I do gain 2 armor. Let's remember that.
Your attack die changes.
Player and... Oh, okay. We have to choose we have to choose the damage die for our kangaroo.
Well, kangaroos are nasty. D12, sure.
Yeah. I can get behind that.
Okay. So a couple things here to keep in mind. When you become frustrated, angry, or take damage, gain 1 rage. So if you take any damage. When you roll a miss, your actions harm or endanger an ally, and you gain 2 rage. When you make a 10+, this is the key one, successful attack, you overwhelm your enemy with a flurry of attacks. They take plus disoriented, plus frightened, or other appropriate tag.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you have some things where you are unkillable beast. Okay, whenever you gain rage, heal 2 hit points of damage per point of rage that you take.
Which,
so you so just took
2,
so you get 4 hit points.
Which is nice.
So you gain 4 hit points right away, not over your max, but up to your max.
Okay. 15. But what you were asking is, do I get different dice? And I don't
no,
think
so
I do.
No, so 2d6, okay. Roll to hit, plus right. Strength or...
Yeah, I have...
Dex, whichever you want.
Dex, I have 1 dex.
Well, I think it would be strength, so no plus.
No plus.
So
this is 7, so that's a...
Mixed success. Okay, so you catch her under her chin, roll damage.
Which is a 12. Oh, that's an 11.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
That is 1 kangaroo kick.
So this kangaroo connects, her whole body arching up from the ground at the slumped over Selene, catches Selene right in the chin, snapping her head back with an audible snap as Selene, in reaction, swipes her giant hand across the ground, sending Darcy in her current form spiraling towards a wall where she impacts and takes 1d4 damage. Roll 1d4.
So that's one, but I have armor, so nothing.
Nothing. And she snarls and reaches back to grab Blatt.
Mother is angry.
Oh, you have no idea how much. And she grabs Blatt in a crushing grip and lifts him up as she sits back on her haunches. You know what? Maybe I'll just devour you, Vessel, Morgu, and all. And she begins to open her mouth, and it opens frighteningly wide, the bones snapping in her face as it continues to widen and widen until all you can see, Blatt, is a gaping mouth. And she goes to thrust you in when, Darcy, your amulet explodes in light across the cavern. Blatt, the symbol on your chest burns as if someone is pressing a torch against your skin, and you feel it suddenly release Morgu from deep inside you, who emerges with a scream, a deep, dark, horrible scream. Finally!
It's the beginning of the middle of the end of time and other bothers.
Hey everyone, Sean here, and I want to thank you all so much for listening and sharing and reviews and everything you've all been doing to spread the word. We are going to be foregoing the thanks to sponsors because I've been traveling and I haven't been able to pull that data together. So that is coming very soon in our next episode. But in the meantime, I want to give a shout out to a couple places where you can come and say hi to me and to Eli in some cases. So we are going to be at Podtails on October 20th in Boston. Podtails is super amazing. It's going to be super fun. It's one day, October 20th. Also, I'm going to be speaking at Podcast Movement. That's August 14th, 15th, and 16th in Orlando, Florida. I'm speaking Wednesday a.m. at 9 a.m., and I'm talking about Patreon. If you're going to be at either of those two events, please stop and say hi. And I want to give a shout out to a show that I have been loving so much. So if you haven't heard of it, go and subscribe to it now and give it a listen. If you like sci-fi, you're going to love it. It is Arca 45672. It's really cool. It is basically about exploring an alien world, and it's really well done, and I recommend it highly. And that's it. Let's get you back to the show.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Civilized and Realms of Peril and Glory. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus.
Okay. Here, I'll record a mid-roll for us. Go to otherbothers.com. Follow the links to iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, wherever you listen. Rate and review my travel mug.
No.
Yeah, that's what we want, right?
We don't want.
Can we want a rate and review?
Okay, but if you're going to review his travel mug, mention the pen.
No, okay. You know what? The pen can't even write on my travel mug. The travel mug wins in a fight.
No, you're right. It doesn't write on plastic.
But why do we care about that?
Otherbothers.com.
Brought to you by Low Blood Sugar.
We return to the chamber deep beneath the ice. Celine rises forward with a horrific, rage-filled scream to be matched and met with a dark force of Morgu clashing in the center as Blatt is dropped, unthought of, from Celine's grasp. And Darcy and Egerton watch from the floor far below.
Hodges.
No! My throat feels so much better.
Blatt?
No time for congratulations yet, friend. Because we're going to be killed by not one, but two goddesses.
It is the sound of worlds being torn apart far above you as two goddesses collide with elemental force, sending you all careening back against the walls of this giant chamber.
Ooh. Well, you ladies look like you've got a whole lot going on, so we can just get out of your hair for now. We'll show ourselves out.
And I hop back over to where I originally transformed near where Blatt's body was. And I take my paws and I thump them down on the book that dropped to the ground, looking towards Egerton.
She's saying that she wants to communicate with us. Hold on. Okay, now go.
And I keep thumping at the book, looking at Egerton, holding up my paws, thumping on the book, looking at Egerton.
She needs a bathroom break. And then wants to talk to you about that book.
I've just taken a bathroom break right now.
Okay, well, now you can go check out the book then. I think that's what she's either saying, come look at this book, or do I look better with a hook?
So then I start kicking the book with my feet towards the door, towards the exit that Blatt is backing towards, as I scooch across the floor with the book.
I'm surprised the kangaroo didn't use her claws to pick up the book, which she's quite capable of doing, and putting it in the convenient pouch on the front of her.
Do kangaroos have claws? I thought they had people-like hands.
Well, they don't have opposable thumbs, but they're kind of claw-like.
Can you pick up a book if you don't have opposable thumbs?
Well, you can pick up a baby kangaroo, so I think you could probably find a way to pick up a book.
Celine, in the middle of her battle, a roar, turns her head slightly and gestures. Ice rolls down, covering every exit.
You will not leave, vessel. I am going to put Morgu back in you forever.
And the battle continues far overhead.
All right, I've got 30 people's credits on me on Morgu. Are you interested in betting on the other side?
I only have 2 credits, but I do have this new mixing bowl helmet that I'd say is probably worth a good 35 credits. So how about I say Celine takes it, but with damage, right?
Right? Well, sure, okay.
And then you're just saying Morgu outright.
Morgu outright, yes.
So we're doing like we're not doing over-under.
No, this is a TKO.
Okay.
Decisive victory.
Okay, I'm Team Celine on this one.
Fair enough.
Okay, shake on it.
I'm a little far from you.
Okay.
I feel like maybe we've been speaking too long and we should see about where, kangaroo.
You know what? Why don't you pick up that book that she just kicked towards you and write down the bet just in case someone, not looking at you, decides to change their mind if the battle starts to go in a different direction.
Fair enough. I don't remember you getting the new helmet. It's quite becoming.
Thank you. I'm so happy you're back.
Darcy the kangaroo has a very sad expression on her face while a battle to end everything takes place above them. And suddenly everything freezes, as if time has halted. And Darcy, you sense that you are not alone. In fact, you hear a voice, and it says,
"Yarr! This is getting some attention upstairs. What's a wee lass like you doing in the middle of a goddess battle? Really? Nothing?
Don't you see? She cannot talk. She's a wee kangaroo.
Nah, there's more to this one, I say. Or my name's not Captain Blackheart.
I know your name is Captain. Why are you telling me your name? I know you're Captain Blackheart.
Look, all us gods have to have a shtick, and that's mine.
I don't understand. You're the god of pirates.
More specifically, the god of beards, gold bullion, and being stranded on a desert island, which is sometimes associated with pirates,
gentlemen,
but not always.
I don't know if this is the appropriate time for this argument.
That's what you always say. You never want to have a discussion and find resolution. And I've had it up to here with
you. And you never once bring pastries to our meetings, as you say you will.
That's not my job. My job is to make sure that other pirates just don't become gods.
We all take turns bringing pastries except to you.
Well, if you can figure out how to knead dough with a hook for a hand, I'd love to hear it.
You buy them. You just go somewhere where they can be purchased. Or you politely ask the god of pastries and dessert items to make something for you.
But she's never around when I need her.
Thank you,
ma'am. Super. You're all here. Excellent.
Brenda,
look what I brought from the goddess of pastries and tarts.
Brenda.
Oh, you know I'm never going to disappoint you now.
And they call you a lesser god. It's not fair.
Oh, they do that?
I would stand up for you if someone called you a lesser god in front of me.
I appreciate
I didn't
that, Cap'n.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, see, it's not that difficult, is it?
What?
Just a little bit of thinking about other people.
I think about other people all the time and where they've hidden their treasure.
Now, perhaps we should bring our attention to Celine and her clear plan that I've laid out for you all to usurp us all by eating Morgu, the Ancient One.
She should have a croissant instead.
I don't believe she would agree with that. I do believe, Captain Blackheart, that she wants more than all the pastries in the world. I believe she's trying to become the only goddess.
Again, I thought we went through this before with that orange god and we just kicked him out.
We did. And this is perhaps a time for us to listen to the little ones who have fought so hard against her as mortals.
Which little ones?
Well,
this kangaroo?
She's currently a kangaroo, yes.
Frozen kangaroo. You've frozen the only ones that are capable of speak.
I will grant her the ability to speak. Listen.
Who are you?
You see, this is the problem. It's all like, oh, I'm talking to gods. And they get all upset and quivery-like.
You're gods?
Darcy?
Loxen.
Yes. We have come because you have brought to our attention what Celine is attempting to do. The gods need to hear it. They won't believe it if just I, mere Loxen, a minor god, tell them.
You think Loxen is a minor god?
Well, on the list, sort of at the top end of the minor. So like the top of the minors or like the bottom of the majors?
And if you think you're so major, who are you?
Oh, I'm Dialogus. I'm the god of improvisation and questionable accents.
Oh,
Well, that doesn't sound very major to me. I mean, Loxon has helped me countless times.
Oh, no, I never said that I was major. You see, I'm actually what you would call a triple A god. Really down on the list. But yeah. Happy to attend the meetings.
It's really important that we get up and, you know, take a few swings now and then. Even if we're not in the show, it's important to stretch it out and make sure we're staying in shape.
Both of you with your names come before me on the roster call, right?
Well, that's kind of a given, yeah.
C-D-L.
Yes.
I feel like this whole thing is really making me question spirituality in general, but I will say that Celine has really overstepped her bounds and almost killed my friend Blatt, and I think wants to take over the universe, the world, everything. I mean, she's trying to battle that other god.
Did you say Blatt?
Yes.
What kind of a silly name is that?
Well, it's a demon name.
Oh, demons.
Well, it's short for Blathoxel.
Yeah. Oh, I knew a Blathoxel once. Washed up on shore in a beach and complained about his companions for hours.
Well, and he did give me the place of power, so if we could ever approve that motion in circle, I believe I would be moving up to the next tier.
Oh, that's what this is about. Another place of power for Loxon.
You see, I only have places of power in pretentious little theaters that no one goes to, where they all wear black and people think, am I going to see a real show?
Sure.
No, they're just making it up once again. And stick to an accent. It just comes and goes.
By the way, if I bring three friends, do I get to go up next time?
You do, and that shouldn't count. Real theater, you should just pay a fee and watch professionals.
Okay, but
I really enjoyed
sure
that last amateur night you did. I had a great, the pastries were amazing.
But you used the A word, and that just sticks in my
excuse
craw.
Me. Sorry, excuse me, I thought we were focusing on this Celine Morrigou battle.
Oh, well, you know, there is a small problem. Darcy, I know you see me as a very generous and, you know, all-encompassing goddess. But
yeah, but you haven't seen her when the dinner bill comes. All of a sudden, Loxon is...
I believe we were talking about Celine. Yes, so, Captain Blackheart, so the small problem is that Celine is quite powerful as, you know, the moon, and Leo Morgu is an ancient one, sort of undefeatable, and I summoned all the gods, and these three are... Well, this is what we have to work with.
Well, that's got to be more than what I have. I'm a kangaroo.
That is a good point. Yes, well.
A mortal that can turn into a kangaroo, though, is pretty impressive.
Well, this mortal kangaroo and this somewhat mortal fae and this demon with the horrible name of Blatt are attempting to stand up against Celine herself.
That's pretty stupid. Why would a mortal go, hey, here's a major goddess. She controls the moon. I use the moon to get around. Like, just to put it in context, as a minor god, I need the moon. And these three little squishy ones, especially that very handsome, charming one.
Yes, he's quite handsome.
Are like, we're going to take on a goddess? I feel like they kind of brought this on themselves.
He makes very good pastries.
Now, that's a super good point, but I have to bring up that this demon over here, he has come to my place twice, and he was actually able to withstand the might of Morrigou.
Really?
Yes, you'd think anyone else, it would have torn them apart. But he turned up, tried to eat me and destroy me. I mean, that took some, you know, cojones. And it was quite impressive. So I think there might be something to them.
Right, so your defense of him, just I appreciate it, but is basically that he came to eat you.
Well, yes, but that he was able to withstand the power of Morrigou.
Well, okay.
Demons, though.
Yeah, they show up from time to time, and I'm never a fan.
They don't worship any of us.
They don't worship? What are we even doing? Where's my agent? I was told that this was a worship-paying event, and that's why I'm here, and you're telling me
that I came
all the way here from the sea, and they're not even going to worship us?
Let's keep this civil. Let's not bring the agents in.
So, is there anything you can do to help us?
Well, we could probably do something if we wanted to, but...
Well, do we have anything to lock up both
Selene and Morrigou.
Oh, that sounds good. Locking up. That's excellent.
Well, we could have used Selene's crystal, but the demon one destroyed it.
Now, why in the world would you do something like that?
It seems as though someone put him in a position where he thought that was the best idea possible, despite the fact that that would not eventually assist in anything.
I thought maybe we could nominate one of us to speak to Selene. You want
to try and talk it out with two warring goddesses.
Might as well just try hugging it out then. Oh, touchy-feely clappity-doo.
That's enough of that.
Well, it seems, Darcy, that we're short of ideas for how to assist.
But Lox and I've always relied on you for the answers. I don't understand this at all. You should be powerful enough to confront Selene and fix all this.
Yeah, Loxen. Why don't you confront Selene? Why'd you bring us here?
I'm not really the goddess of answers. I'm the goddess of pleasure and baked goods and...
But you're the goddess of my answers.
Oh, well, that's...
Guilt! Guilt!
Shame!
It's not really, not really a fair card to play, Darcy, but I understand you're desperate.
A little bit, yes. My friends are still frozen.
Well, I mean, perhaps we could just, you know, we could let the goddesses battle it out and maybe, you know, in the end, rule us all and make us lesser gods in the middle of nowhere.
Wait. You're talking about AA? I'm not going back there.
Oh, that's terrible. No, I gotta do that. AA.
Well,
the
you'd have to.
The are terrible.
They expect you to bring your own beverages.
No.
Actually, I'm afraid you'd have to try out for AA. You'd...
What?
No, okay.
Yeah.
Bring about the cannons.
You don't know who I am.
Firing lines.
Pretentious, dark clothing-wearing students from all over the world worship the likes of me. True, after a few years, they grow out of it when they realize that studying me isn't going to get them steady work. But still, for a couple of years, I'm important.
Yes, I hear that. I hear Selene doesn't believe in theater.
What?
Okay.
I can't even right now with you or him or the kangaroo.
And I hear Morrigou doesn't care for stew.
That is a low blow. I just don't believe that.
Well, I believe she was there and chose to try and eat you instead.
Well, now that is true, but you know Morrigou. She is very changeable. I've never liked her, never liked her.
So perhaps we should come up with some scheme to stop these two warring goddesses before we end up in the minor leagues.
Okay, here's a plan. Here's a plan.
Ah, yes, Captain Blackguard.
We give them a treasure map. We put an X on it, but we don't give them any indication what the X is for, why they have a treasure map, or where they're going. And we just see what happens.
And we put them on a boat.
Yes, a boat in an ocean that's never been described.
I don't think it'll work.
No, that's just cruel. Just cruel.
That's what you come up with every time.
We've all got our things, Mr. Yes and.
They love attention. What if we put them on the stage?
Yes, I was just about to say, you're the god of theater. Why can't you create the greatest theater of all where they think they're still locked in battle, but they're not really? We send them to a different plane.
Yes, and we can use the ghosts of all the dead sailors I've collected as the audience.
This is interesting.
Give them the attention Selene craves.
All right, so what we do is we alter it slightly, making it sort of a sporting event, and that, one night only, Selene versus Morrigou.
On the moon.
On the moon. All right, just a moment. I'll just alter my accent slightly. This corner weighing an incredible amount. It's Selene, goddess of
what?
The moon. And in this corner, the queen of darkness herself. You hate to love her, you love to hate her. Morrigou.
It is I.
Morrigou.
This fight is scheduled for an infinite number of rounds.
You will be mine, Celine.
First of all, gets to own the dark side of the moon.
The moon is mine!
Ah! All right, ladies, I want an unfair fight. If you feel like punching each other under the belt, I say you can do it. Punching in the face, also allowed. Also, we enjoy a nice amount of trash talk. The audience loves it.
Oh, isn't this gonna be lovely?
Take that, and this
will suck the life from your very mouth. Yeah.
Oh, weren't you looking behind you, Morgo?
Take this.
We return to the giant cavern, where time resumes, but suddenly the goddesses are gone. The echoes of a battle and a crowd of drunken dead sailors laughing, slowly fading as darkness falls on the cavern, except for a slight illumination coming from the kangaroo's necklace.
And I hop over to Blatt and Egerton, and I tap them both gently with my tail.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Darcy, is that you? She says it is.
I think I could have figured that out. Thank you.
You are welcome.
Now, my question is, where were the two goddesses that were fighting each other just a moment ago?
Darcy says that she thinks I won the bet. She says, yes, definitely. Yep, she will not shut up about me definitely winning the bet and you owing me some credits.
Fine. Here you are.
Ooh, thank you.
30 credits.
Excellent.
You'll find that these aren't legal tender for another several centuries.
Perfect.
But here you go.
Thank you. She also says the goddesses were tricked by a series of other gods to go to the moon and battle it out for Infinity.
Mm. You won the bet. You don't need to keep making up stuff.
I know. That's what she said. She said that. And look, look, she found a treasure map. I don't know what that has to do with anything, but she's got it.
My question is, now that this is all over, could we please, for the love of Pete, simply go back to the Academy of the Fallen and start working on solving the end of time?
Funny story.
Scene!
Oh my God.
The End of Time and Other Bothers with your Game Master Sean Howard and players Michael Howie, Carter Siddle, and Marisa King. Dialogue, editing, and transcription by Michael Howie. Additional material and sound design by Eli McElvey. Story consultant Laura Packer. Game consultant Stephen Smith. Supporting producers Ryan Cushman, Evelyn Jones, and Kim Bellinger. Check us out on Patreon. Supporters get early access to episodes, weekly bonus content, and an invite to our fabulous fan community on Discord. Look for the Patreon link at otherbothers.com.
Okay, I'm gonna stop you now. And Egerton, like, slaps... No, I don't know what. My brain stopped working. I think I'm having a stroke.
Egerton or Michael?
Both. This is too much.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Oh, hey, friends, it's me, your Dungeon Master, Russ Moore. You don't know me, but I'm going to introduce you to Dungeons & Dragons, where I play D&D with my friends. and they're going to become your friends because...
You're going to love us so much. I mean, maybe you won't love us, but we'll love you.
Let me give you a taste of the show in 42 seconds. Let's go!
You must have a flask.
Anything. He's got a satchel.
That was the most disappointed way I've ever heard anyone say the word satchel.
How much is a donkey cost?
Russ, how much is a donkey cost?
The question everyone wants to know.
For 1 hour.
It's concentration, so if you do another concentration spell...
It's abjuration, you doink.
It's concentration.
I mean, that sounds like exactly the sort of person you should probably tell your friends about. The kind that are there and say, like, weird, mysterious things and then just disappear?
Yeah, that's why I'm telling you.
Okay.
Also, he had 3 eyes.
Oh!
We're having this rager. I mean, Lich Astley and the Magic Missiles is going to be playing later tonight.
Is he ever going to give you up?
Never going to give you up. Never going to let you down. Orcus is going to rule all and he won't desert you. What else do I need to tell you? We're Dungeons & Dragons. You can find us anywhere you listen to podcasts or at dumbdragons.com. We can't wait to adventure with you.